Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. F. Scott Field, and I've got with me today an educator of physical therapist assistants, Katie Sutton. Katie, thanks so much for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your academic journey, and how it's kind of led you to where you're at today.
Again, Katie Sutton, I'm a physical therapist assistant. And if you would have told me 20 years ago when I graduated PTA school that I would be a PTA educator, I would have told you you're crazy. Because I don't think that that was ever something that kind of was something I'd even thought about. But I'm now finally entering into a time of my life where I think I've been in education more than I've actually been clinic. So, which is kind of weird. So it's starting to kind of like be heavier weighted on the academic side. So I've been in PTA education since 2012, almost always in clinical coordinating of some sort. I actually dabbled in PT education, DPT education, for just a very short period of time. For about a year, I went and worked for a local PT school and helped them with some accreditation stuff and did some assisting work with clinical education. And that was really fun to see the differences between PT and PTA education. So that was a fun part of my life too. But I'm currently back in PTA education. That's what I've been doing. Clinical education, I teach a professional series courses in our program. So that's kind of what I do. All that laws, ethics, all the
fun, exciting stuff. I teach some of that as well. So I hear
students are so excited about that. It's their favorite thing.
Well, cool. I mean, I love the fact that you've dabbled in both because we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. But like, the first thing is just, you know, this has kind of been on my mind a little bit lately because I've worked with a ton of great PTAs. Like some of the best clinicians I've worked with were PTAs. So I'm a huge fan of PTAs, right? Why do you think the PTA profession is so important right now? And I mean, I'm going to take this another step further and say so important that you've even gone and started a podcast about it. So we're going to kind of dive into that a little bit too. But why is the PTA profession so important right now?
Well, I think one of the things that makes that really important right now is we're seeing some ebbs and flows. And if you've been in the profession long enough, you've seen ebbs and flows, and it doesn't really scare me anymore because I know before I graduated PTA school, it was the Balanced Budget Act had occurred and things were crazy and people were losing jobs. And by the time I graduated PTA school in 2004, I could have handpicked wherever I wanted to go and work. And I think every single clinical experience had offered me some type of position. So of course, then it was, you know, doing these ebbs and flows. Well, now we're back into another period here after, I don't know what to blame it on, if it's COVID that changed things, or if it's just simply education is changing, if people's direction's changing, but not as many folks are choosing to go to college, period, or to go into a healthcare profession as well. So we're definitely seeing some dips in PTA applications and programs. And I believe the same to be somewhat true about DPT education as well. So I think that we have a little bit of a challenge coming up here because we know we still have sick people in the world. So we still have to be here to take care of them. So as far as like what makes it so important right now, we have this decrease of number of PTAs coming through. I can tell you from some data that was discussed at House of Delegates this year, and I don't know that I could give you the exact stat, but it was something around 14% of PTAs are leaving the profession per year. So that tells me we're going to run into a problem here pretty soon. So I think it's really important that we are building our value very early on. For me, I didn't have to necessarily struggle when I got out of school. It was easy for me to find positions and whatnot. But I think now we're going to have to come out of the gates like, this is my value, this is my skill, kind of being ready to set those new goals of things that you want to do here in the future and ways to kind of set yourself apart. So I just think that we're kind of at a really weird, interesting point in healthcare and specifically in physical therapy. It'll be interesting to see where things go in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I can confirm numbers are definitely down across the nation for PT applications. And I think that around 2016 or so, they were starting to predict that enrollment numbers for college alone were going to start dipping, and they did. And because of that, less people are graduating college. And because of that, less people are applying to PT school. But then also, you throw the COVID curveball in there, and people are just reevaluating life in general, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's been wild, for sure.
It has been wild. And I don't think that we've been able to really pinpoint some of these things because of COVID. Yeah. I think that that really kind of threw a mix in it. Like you said, anybody who's been in education, higher education, we've seen this coming for a little bit, that there was going to be a shift in trends. But like you said, with COVID, that kind of threw everybody for a loop. And I feel like it's a little, I don't know, it's just kind of a little unsteady right now as far as like what the next step is going to be. So I think colleges and universities are really just kind of being very cautious and looking ahead and being very intentional about next steps.
For sure. Well, like I said, you felt that PTA education and the world of PTA was important enough to start a podcast. And of course, I love all things podcasts. So let's dive into that. Let's talk about that. Tell us about the why behind the podcast. What is it? Tell us where we can find it. Tell us all the things PTA podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So it's called PTA Plus Podcast. And so a lot of the PTA friends, that I have all these really unique, interesting stories that kind of go along with them. So just to give you an example, one of the very first personal trainers that I worked with was also a PTA. She was one of the best personal trainers I've ever worked with. And I found that she just had this knack for helping me kind of control and change when I needed to, or when I was sore, or, you know, if my shoulder was flared up and I was maybe training too hard, like she was able to kind of really like ebb and flow with me. And I think that that had a lot to do with her background, also being a PTA, working in a clinic elsewise, you know. So I think that that was one of those moments that I was like, you know, we really have all these other things that we do and offer aside from being just a physical therapist or being just a physical therapist assistant. We all have our hands into these other things that make us uniquely who we are. And so I kind of just wanted to highlight that. What kind of started this out was a friend of mine who maybe kind of pushed me in this direction, who said, you know, I think that a PTA podcast would really take off. And it was like, yeah, you know, who would you get to host that? But what about you? And I'm like, who, me? No. You know, so I think that that's just demonstrates kind of the value of surrounding yourself with a tribe of people who are willing to maybe push you and expand your thoughts and say, why not? And what if? And I think that that really helps kind of expand your professional network and outreach. And I'm thankful that somebody said, hey, maybe you should try to do this, and gave some additional support there.
Yeah, for sure. There's that Jim Rohn quote, right? That you are the sum of the five people you surround yourself with the most, right? And I'm a firm believer of that. And the podcast, I can't even tell you how much my network has grown just because of the podcast. I'm talking tenfold. And I'm talking to people and rubbing elbows with people and getting put in rooms and situations that I have no business being in, 100% because of the podcast. I mean, my first teaching job was a direct result of having them on the podcast, then going to their open house, rubbing elbows, and then last minute them needing somebody to fill in. And I was like, oh, remember me? I can fill in. They were like, great, you're on. You know, it was like just a total happenstance thing, but it was 100% because of the podcast. And so I love podcasting as a medium because it is just like conversations, you know, and I love hearing people's stories. I love the conversations. That's how I learn best, is through storytelling. You know, I was an English major before I was a PT, so it all kind of fits. It makes sense, right? And then I was a radio DJ in college. So again, it kind of makes sense that I kept it going in some way, shape, or form. Never in a million years that I think it would end up in this way. Definitely not in education, because I was pretty anti-education, despite, you know, getting my EDD and thinking, all right, yeah, maybe I'll teach when I retire, but not now. And then COVID hit, everything got turned upside down, right? So we talked a little bit about this dip in education and dip in numbers across the nation, and it's multifactorial, right? There's a lot to take on there. And I think, you know, obviously cost of education is one of them. Definitely people just reevaluating the ROI on higher education. And truth be told, it is. It's getting expensive, and it may not be worth it. People don't even need to go to college anymore to make a really good living online or doing whatever they want to do these days, right? Technology's made the world a very small place, but it's also filled it with a ton of opportunities. So that's, you know, showing its head right now in the world of education. My question, though, is like, what do you think is down the pipeline? What do you think's coming for the PTA education or just PTA profession in general? What do you see in the future, you know, just being involved with things and seeing what, you know, the House of Delegates is talking about and APTA might be talking about? What do you see coming down the pipeline for the PTAs?
I think we're going to see more of an explorative period coming up. That was definitely one of the focuses of one of the motions this year, was just kind of taking a hard look at PTA education. It hasn't really been touched for quite some time. PTA education has stayed pretty much the same. I mean, if you look at the comparisons between what it was 20 years ago, I mean, when I graduated, I had a study book that I got on my own to study for the MPTE, and it was just this teeny tiny little book. And now you're getting, you know, Score Builders, Therapy, whatever the book it is. It's big for PTAs to do study courses. So the content has dramatically increased. But the reality is the time frame for PTAs has not increased. So we're still limited to 5 semesters of PTA education. So less than 2 years for the technical portion. So, you know, less than 2 years, PTAs are graduating and are expected to take the NPTE. The PTA NPTE is only one section less than the PTs and only 1 hour less than the PTs. So, you know, there's a lot of content we're jamming into less than 2 years. And in some states, like here in Ohio, we're capped at 65 credit hours. So we have to get all the general education and all the technical education in less than 65 credit hours. So when you take that information and you see what the expectation is for testing, and you see what the typical PTA is doing locally, what kind of skills are expected to have, these things are not really matching anymore. And so I think it really is, this is kind of a time is ripe for us to look at this and see what we can do with this and really look at that education and what the PTA skills are and what they can do, because it's not going to work forever the way it is.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of that exploratory stuff. I've seen a lot more clinics open being owned and run by PTAs. I've seen Stretch Labs being a big business for athletic trainers and PTAs, because you don't need a lot of the qualifications right off the bat. Even PT students, you know, starting out doing that kind of stuff. I've seen a lot of personal trainers and PTA kind of crossover stuff. I definitely agree with you that now is the time to try things and explore and see what we can do with it, because I see that a lot in the PT field. When PTs graduate, they think, all right, now I'm a PT, and the clock in and clock out, and that's it, right? We're so much more than that, though, you know? And I think that our life experiences and the skills that we learn going through school can help us expand into way more areas than just PT or PTA. And I think that needs to be explored a little bit, because I think if we just keep going by the value that Medicare and insurance companies are reimbursing us, I use the air quotes there just because it's a faulty method of getting paid. But like, if we just lean on that, we're in a race to the bottom right now. They just keep cutting and cutting and cutting. So at what point does it not make any sense to go to school to become a PT or a PTA? Because it's just not worth the money that we get in return. So if that's the case, we have to start coming up with some innovative ways to show our value and get paid what we're worth. Yeah, mic drop moment, right? So I guess then the real question that I'm interested in, because this is, you know, education based really, is what did you find being involved in both a PT and a PTA program before? What did you find was some of the differences in educating, you know, PTs versus PTAs?
So I was able to really get my hands on a lot of accreditation standards because this specific program was heading into an accreditation cycle. So I was really kind of helping them kind of organize and get things set up for that as well. And it was really interesting for me to look at those differences between the PT and the PTA standards and elements. A lot of them are very, very familiar and similar. So I didn't feel like I had a hard time immediately transferring over to some of the things that were expected. Now, of course, the program was already up and running. Like they were already, you know, an established program and everything. One of the things that was interesting to me was the PT-PTA collaboration. And there's only like, I think one standard, and I might be wrong, that PTs are required to meet with that PT-PTA collaboration. However, if you think of the nature of the PTA, everything we do is reliant on a PT. So our day-to-day conversation is constantly about, you know, working with your supervising PT and collaborating with your supervising PT and having these discussions and learning and you know, sharing knowledge and whatnot. So, you know, it's very interesting that that's built in. It's interthreaded through our entire program and who we are and in the scope of our practice. So I always find it interesting because I was, of course, helping with some of their clinical education as well. And some of the students could make it through the entire PT program and never once actually get the opportunity to really do much work with a PTA. So it just blew my mind. But again, by nature of what we do as PTAs, we have to have that collaboration. So it actually offered a really neat opportunity. Now the program that I'm at, and I still stay in contact with that DPT program, and we've set up a PT-PTA collaboration between our students. So we've built this really great relationship, and we're trying to kind of launch this and get them doing more things together just to kind of start that relationship. So that's been interesting. You know, if you think of, I don't know, PT and PTA is a marriage, you know, we're asking them to get married right away. You know, like they don't really get to date much. You know, it's like you throw them into this situation and all of a sudden it's a couple, but there isn't very much of this period of getting to know each other ahead of time.
And now for a quick shout out to our newest sponsor, Varela Financial. If you're a physical therapist and you have student loan debt, you got to talk to these guys. What makes them unique is that they view financial planning like running hurdles on a track. And for PTs, the first hurdle many of us run into is student loan debt. Varela Financial will help you get over that hurdle. They not only take the time to explain to you which plans you individually qualify for and how those plans work, but they also take the time to show you what your individual case looks like, mapped out within each option. So if you're looking for help on your student loan debt or any area of personal finances, we recommend working with them. I use Varela Financial personally, and they were able to help me lower my student loan repayment from about $1,800 a month down to about $135 per month simply by finding the right repayment plan that best fit me, my family, and our life goals. You can check them out at VarelaFinancial.com. Link is in the show notes if you need it for reference, and tell them the HET podcast crew sent you. And now back to the show.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild analogy, because the way that, like, I think about it now that you mentioned that is like PTAs are taking, you know, the PT's order and plan of care and saying, you know, hey, we're going to perform this plan of care for you, but we need to know this, or hey, I need to mention to you this, and they're going to the PT for that interaction and that conversation. Whereas if the PTs haven't dealt with that at all before they graduate, then they go out into the real world and they haven't had that interaction. It's like a little brother, you know, it's like, hey, why are you nagging me? Like, go do your thing, man. Leave me alone. It's like, no, I need your input on this to be able to do my thing. It's like PTs going to doctors and being like, hey, could you sign this? I need to add this. This patient's showing this. I need this. It's the same basic thing, right? And so, yeah, if they're not having those interactions, we like to use interprofessional education for that too, right? And like that was big for us. And I think when I look back, that was super helpful, because again, it showed me that I could trust and rely on my PTAs as like an extension of what I was trying to do, my hands, right? If I needed another set of hands, they were taking my plan of care and running with it. And I knew that if I had a good relationship and I had the conversations that needed to be had, and we worked in coherence, like a marriage, like a partnership, things worked really well. And I didn't have to worry about a thing because I could be across the room doing whatever I had to do for an eval or something. And they could be over there treating the patients. And I knew they were going to be taken care of because we're in such good alignment. We had the constant conversations. And if you don't know that that's kind of how it works early on, it's going to be a tough go when they come to you on day one awkward, and they're like, right? what do you want me to do here? It's like, I don't know. What do you do? I don't, you know,
what do you do?
So I think that that's really interesting that, and I'm sure it's going to be different for every program, but like there has to be some sort of introduction and hopeful relationship between PTA and PT universities, you know, that like there just has to be as much as possible, because if they're going to work together in the real world, then you got to know how it works, right? It just is the way it is.
Yeah. And so, we don't have the excuse of distance anymore now that we can, you know, do this kind of stuff. So we can just remove that. So
yeah, that's now not a thing, right? Zoom has made
barrier
that very
removed.
Easy.
Yeah. Yep.
So I guess then my next question becomes like, if somebody's interested in becoming a PTA, right? Like, what are some of the like pros and cons to that? And like, how would you recommend they go about doing that?
So I highly recommend, although I know that a lot of programs have kind of eliminated like volunteer hours and stuff. Like it's not necessarily required in every PT or PTA program anymore, but I highly, highly, highly recommend that someone who's interested in going into physical therapist assistant program really take some time to go in and view that relationship. Go in, work with both a PT and PTA. I highly recommend that you get into a couple different settings. I think that there is still a little bit of a myth that, number one, an associate's degree is easy and quick. This is a very rigorous program. A lot of people say that it's just as hard as many of their bachelor degree programs in exercise science and kinesiology and whatnot. They say that the PTA program is just as hard, if not harder.
Yeah, well,
than those
65
programs.
Credits in 2 years is no joke. I mean, that's intense.
It is intense. Yeah, definitely. So definitely get in, ask questions, look at that relationship, look at the relationship between physical therapy and other professions. Like you said, that interprofessional, you know, we're working with doctors and nurses and OTs and speech therapists and you name it, the whole spectrum there. So I think it's really important that people understand what they're going into. There's a lot of PTAs in skilled nursing and in acute care, and so it goes beyond the outpatient setting, and it's not just working with sports athletes, which I still think is kind of a little bit of a myth out there. So I always tell students, I'm like, you're going to see funny things and touch funny things and smell funny things, because we're not just an outpatient, right? You got to be willing and ready to see and do all these other things that kind of go outside of that realm.
Yeah. And every setting is drastically different. I know, because I've done them all and I've worked with PTAs in many of them. So it is like different worlds. Like I've done outpatient, loved it. I did home health, loved it. And there were PTAs in both of those. So acute care, wound care, even, you know, I did some of that for an acute care hospital. And then eventually those patients step down to a SNF and the PTAs were at the SNF as well. So, I mean, it just, they're everywhere, right? Just like PTs, and they're drastically different from setting to setting. So that's super important.
Sakes,
I like that advice. That's a great takeaway message. If you're making a pitch for people to, you know, join a PTA program and apply for a PTA program, what are you selling to them? What are you pitching to show them why it's a great pick and a good career decision?
So for me personally, it's been a fulfilling career. I think that there's definitely ways to advance. Now we have more certifications and training than we ever did that PTAs can seek. So PTA path or the advanced proficiency pathways are now a thing. There's multiple of those. That's kind of like our equivalency to like maybe a board certification. So that's now up and running. It's a really great program. There's LAMP leadership that PTAs can do. There's credentialing for being a clinical instructor. There's, you name it, there's all kinds of stuff out there for PTAs now. So there is the opportunity to advance your knowledge and your skill. So it doesn't have to feel like it's a dead end job. It's a low cost degree. I think most degrees are probably hanging out around that $20,000 range for the tuition for the whole time. So that could give and take depending on what state you're in and whether or not you're in a private institution or a public institution. So it's low cost. And again, it's just fulfilling. Like, I never got tired of working with patients, you know, that it was always something new. It was always something fun. And there was always something that a transformation that you could see. And that just feels good.
Yeah. I always tell my family, like, you know, when they ask about my job and what I do and stuff, I tell them I never have an issue putting my head on the pillow and going to sleep every night because I feel pretty good about what I did. At the very least, even if I had a crappy day, at least I know I helped one person get a little bit better. You know, that was never the issue. So I can rest my head going to sleep very well each night, knowing that what I did made an impact and it helped people. So that always feels good, you know.
I think that's what keeps us back in the fight with, insurance reimbursement is that we know we're doing good. So
I was just going to say, like, it's not the best paying job, but it's not a bad paying job. You get paid pretty well, but we always have to think about insurance too. And we're like, oh man, you know, things could be a little better, but it's like, I got to keep fighting the good fight because this is just too worth it. You know, like, the heck with insurance companies. I'm just going to keep doing my best and treating my patients and fighting the good fight to figure it out. Like, you know, luckily we got a lot of good people up at Capitol Hill doing the hard work and the heavy lifting. That's not me, but you know, some people love that stuff. So God bless them and the APTA and all the people doing the hard work to figure that stuff out. But you know, it really is, like you said, I've had an amazing career. It was fulfilling for me, but I think the biggest thing is just the opportunities that it afforded me. Again, now here I am teaching, right? Never in a million years thought I'd be teaching, and yet here I am. So it's just been a really good career. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, there's been a handful of downs here and there, but, like, you know, pros far outweighed the cons as far as I was concerned. I mean, you know, I'm still relatively young. I mean, 44, I got a couple years left under my belt.
We're young.
But you know, it's really, overall, if I look at my career as a whole, it was awesome. I loved it, you know, every bit of it. So,
and you know, just to piggyback off of that, I was just telling some students yesterday that, is burnout a thing? Absolutely. Is burnout a thing in any career you pick? Absolutely. You know, you can be an engineer, you can be an attorney, you can be a plumber, you can be whatever. And burnout is a real thing in any of those. So you're going to have to find ways to stay creative. You're going to have to find ways to stimulate your brain. And that is true to be for every career that's out there. So I always say, like, if you learn to advocate for yourself and if you learn to advocate for your patient, you're going to be fine. But if you choose to sit back and just kind of ride the tide, then you might find yourself in a position where you don't feel like you're getting anything out of it anymore.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The cool thing about physical therapy as a whole, there's so many avenues and so many options. And if you get bored with one or you don't like it, try something else. There's 8 to 10 different subcategories and specialties. Go pick a different one. Go pick a different setting. You know, you're never going to be hurting to find a job in our career. They're all out there.
No.
Just find a mentor, find somebody who's doing what you think you might want to do, ask them questions, pick their brain, and then go try it.
And that's, again, kind of, and I don't want to, like, necessarily take us back to the podcast thing, but PTA Plus, you know, I kept thinking, you know, all these folks that I would really love to interview. And I kind of made this list of people. I'm like, oh, I'd love to interview this person and this person, this person. And all of them had something after their name, you know? So it was like, well, this person's a PTA Plus, they're doing this, this, and this. And well, this person, they're doing all of these other things. And that's kind of where that came from. I was like, you know what, we're just so much more, and there's so many more opportunities. And what we do meshes very, very well with other careers. So there can be really great connections in there. You know, you can take the next step in academia and go into dean. You can, you know, supervise other professions. You can go into healthcare administration. And I mean, the door is wide open. So you just got to go get it.
I love that. And I, you know, one of the things that we aim to do here is break down silos and just let people know that we have the authority to do those things. Like, we don't need permission. We've been there. We've done that. We've been in the healthcare field. We know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about. You know, utilize those skills for whatever it is you want to do. And if it doesn't exist yet, create it. Go figure it out, you know?
Exactly.
Put it together. So, Well, Katie, we ask all of our guests this one final question. And that question is, if you could change one aspect of higher education, whether it be DPT or PTA or whatever it may be, what aspect would you change and how would you change it?
I really enjoy PTA education because it is so fast and furious. So there's something that's very inspiring about that, because you don't have a whole lot of time to sit around and be like, you know, they like, we're just constantly on the move. So it keeps my brain very stimulated, which is good for someone like me, because I can get very distracted very easily. So the busier I am, the better off I am.
ADHD brain. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. So the busier I am fine. It's when I have downtime that I'm like, now what do I do next? You know? So I do enjoy the aspect that it's constantly moving. I think what I would really like to see in higher education for PTAs is more of a branching, maybe to allow some different pathways coming out. So maybe like some leadership pathways or some manual therapy pathways that we could kind of branch onto that. And I know that there are programs out there, but I would really like to see that happen in the future to be able to be built into programs. And right now in the current, the way we are, it's not really something that is going
to
happen. But
yeah, my mind immediately goes to like electives, but how much time do you really have to fit something like that in if you're already trying to squeeze 65 credit hours into 2 years? I mean,
exactly. You know. But if you think of our nursing friends, they have different entry pathways.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
where,
like,
I feel like physical therapy missed the boat. We should have had different exit ramps. We could have got off along the way.
The DPT was
a bold jump. I don't think we thought that one through too well.
Yeah. So like, is there a way that there could be some different exit strategies there, different off ramps?
Yeah, I love that.
So I think that that would be something that's great, because like I said before, the expectation is when these PTAs get a job and they're ready to work, the clinics really want them to be ready to rock and roll. I mean, yes, there's some mentorship that happens, and yes, there's furthering your education and getting your certifications and your specialized training. But what we're kind of limited to isn't always necessarily matching what the clinics would expect for them to be able to do or want them to be able to do.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time and for coming on and sharing your story. Where can people find the podcast? Where can people find you online if they have more follow-up or questions, or they've got a great PTA story they want to share? Where can people reach out to you?
Absolutely. You can find PTA Plus Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. You can also find the podcast recorded on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and Amazon. So it's on all of the channels for podcast. Yeah, anybody who wants to reach out to me is welcome to do so through Instagram, Facebook, or you're welcome to email me as well.
Awesome. We'll put all those links in the show notes so that they're easy to find. Katie, thank you so much. Been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Yes. Thanks for having me on. It's been fun.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.